Peter Crosby is my name. I teach at Paris High School. I've taught there for about 20 years. I am a father of two kids, twin girls, graduated McMaster University in 91. That sounded really cool at the time. It doesn't sound so cool anymore. Outside of that, it's pretty good. My whole family lives out west. As far as when I say my family, my brother and my sister, my parents have passed away in the last 4 or 5 years. So really, it's just me, the dog, and my two girls.
Welcome to Season 2 of Old Time Hockey, Adventures in Podcasting. This podcast is brought to you by The Digital Grapevine, in association with your Brett Burr Blast! Please welcome to the ice, Peter Crosby.
Working out here with the Blast is—it's become almost like a dream come true. It's been a lot of fun. The boys out here are unbelievable to work with. They're very patient. They buy into everything that we're doing in practice. They work hard, and they're men, and which means that it's a different style of communication. It's more, your peer-to-peer type communication. And like I said before, you learn a lot from these guys. And being in this barn, which is a beautiful barn here at the Civic Center, and you're getting 2,000 people to a home game, the guys feed off that, the crowd is incredible, they're passionate about their Blast and Senior A hockey, and I'm telling you, to take a shot at not just the Robertson Cup, but to earn that opportunity to get to an Allen Cup is something that I don't think a lot of people realize how special that is. Second oldest trophy in hockey in North America, next to the Stanley Cup. And to earn an opportunity to compete for that is unbelievable. So on behalf of my coaching staff, myself, the guys out here, thank you, Blast Nation. It's a lot of fun here.
Welcome to the Old Time Hockey Podcast. In this, the first episode of our second season, we discuss why coaches are like teachers and why teachers make the best coaches. Nah, just kidding. We're going to have a nice conversation about hockey with Peter Crosby, who happens to be not only a coach, but also a teacher.
Wikipedia defines a sports coach as a person involved in the direction, instruction, and training of the operations of a sports team or of an individual sports person. A coach may also be a teacher. A teacher's role may vary among cultures. Teachers may provide instruction in literacy and numeracy, craftsmanship, or vocational training. The arts, religion, civics, community roles, or life skills. Formal teaching tasks include preparing lessons according to agreed curricula, giving lessons, and assessing pupil progress. A teacher's professional duties may extend beyond formal teaching. Teaching is a highly complex activity. This is in part because teaching is a social practice that takes place in a specific context and therefore reflects the values of that specific context. A coach in ice hockey is the person responsible for directing the team during games and practices, prepares strategy, and decides which players will participate in games. Coaches are also important in determining the style of hockey the team plays. The specific responsibilities of a coach vary according to the level at which they are coaching. While winning is a primary responsibility at the professional level, at the other extreme of minor hockey, teaching is given greater importance. In the case of coaching of youth hockey, while strategy and tactics are still required, there would be the added responsibility of teaching fundamental skills and the rules of the game, providing a fun and safe environment, developing character, teaching physical fitness, and the ability to communicate in a positive manner.
When people search the internet, asking what's the difference between a coach and a teacher, they often ask the question, is a coach a teacher? Do you have to be a teacher to coach? What is the difference between a teacher and a coach? Quite often, they will find that a good teacher is indeed a good coach. But to really understand the differences between a coach and a teacher, we ask our special guest, Peter Crosby, who is both a coach and a teacher, to tell us, what is the difference between a coach and a teacher?
Well, a coach is a teacher. A coach has to be a teacher because you are taking skills and tactics and understandings of the game, and you're helping your young athletes, your athletes that you work with, understand themselves. And the big thing for us, and what we always work with, the big thing for me is why. Why do you do what you do? Why is there a tactic that's being taught? Why are you doing a certain drill? why are the kids going about, you know, doing what the coach has asked them to do? Where does that go? What purpose does it lead to? And what's the big picture that it's going to eventually end up looking like? So every time, you know, to be a successful coach, I think you have to be a successful teacher. Mm-hmm. And the two are hand in hand. And patience is huge. And as you get older in teaching, you learn patience pretty quickly. The same thing happens in coaching. You have to be patient, because when you're dealing with athletes, whether they're at the junior level or you're dealing with athletes at the minor hockey level, you're picking them up from somebody else. And that's some other program that somebody else may have done a tremendous job with those athletes. But you're also picking up the way that they've kind of given a concept or taught a concept. And the biggest thing is, I can say something to an athlete and they can hear something completely different. So how do I go about helping them understand what the concept is that I'm trying to get across? And again, go back to, what's the process? What's the big picture at the end? So if you're an experienced teacher, and I won't say a good teacher, because there's good teachers out there and I don't want to embarrass them, but if you're an experienced teacher, then I think it leads to being a better coach, a better communicator.